Annie Dugan knows us where we can find the latest art to enjoy on what could be kind of a rainy Memorial Day a little later today. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. There is a exhibition at the Duluth Art Institute right now that everyone should go and see. There's going to be an official opening for it June 4th, and there's a bunch of other shows that open with it, so I'll talk about those next week. But you can get a sneak preview. The show is called Strata, and it features four artists, Natalie Salmanen Rood, Susanna Gaunt, Russell Prather, and Julianne Shibata. And it is absolutely stunning. The four artists work in materials that they are creating layered effects with their material to give you a sense of a whole thing. So Russell Prather has had a solo show. Actually, quite a few of them have had solo shows at the Art Institute before, but this was done as a curatorial vision to look at how they build, and in a lot of cases it is building, but looking at how they build these worlds and these spaces for the viewer. So Russell Prather has done work before. He's won awards at the Biennial. There are these really interesting, he's done one that it looks like an egg, but it's these like transparencies that he lines up. Natalie Salmanen Rood is one of my favorite artists locally. Same with Susanna Gaunt. I mean, like all my it's like when you say, I love all my children equally. I love all the artists, local artists equally. But definitely Natalie Salmanen Rood and Susanna Gaunt have really amazing visions of how they take imagery and combine it in really interesting ways. So Natalie Salmanen Rood usually works in encaustic, which in and of itself is a really interesting layered material. It's when you work in wax. It's a Egyptian technique that has been recreated throughout the centuries. And she has, she works in encaustic. She also, the piece that she has at the Art Institute is, it looks like scales. And she's built up this amazing structure using scales and just thinking about, like, oh, you're not supposed to touch any of this, but all of it is just so tactile. And Susanna Gaunt does some really interesting work with photography, where she's taking images that she does on these transparent photographic paper and then lines those up in really fascinating ways. So definitely take a sneak peek at Strata. This Wednesday is the kickoff to the Duluth Superior International Film Festival. It is going to open at the North Shore Theater. The documentary that's showing is called Rip List, R-I-P List. I talk about film for art because I think there is such a crossover. It's such an important crossover, how we make meaning, how we look at visuals. I mean, so many people think of the storytelling behind films, but really there's so much visual storytelling that goes on in films. So if you enjoy looking at exhibitions, you will enjoy the Duluth International Film Festival. And it is most of the screenings, in fact, I think all of the screenings are free. So it's an easy way to go out and get some entertainment. So Rip List opens on Wednesday, and then they have films all throughout the week. Then on Friday, it's good. You can combine the two, because Friday is the Duluth Arts Walk. At the final Friday of the month, a lot of the galleries in town, a lot of places that you wouldn't necessarily think of, like architecture spaces and glass design places, have art exhibitions and art openings and open their doors to the public sort of with an eye towards what they do visually. So it's a really fun way to experience the Duluth downtown. You can stop in and see some films, look at some art as well. So it's a great week in art, as always, Lisa.
And it looks like Friday is going to be a wonderful day to just meander around downtown looking for art. and finding it in unexpected locations.
Perfect.
All right. You take good care, Annie. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on Northland Morning.